BDBD starts with the commentary and follows with some gentle background sounds to help you meditate on the passage. The entire clip is 3 minutes long.
1 Corinthians chapter 1 verses 4 through 7. Gospel affect abuse. The Apostle Paul had visited the city of Corinth around 2 years earlier, sharing his testimony about Christ. The congregation listened and believed in the Lord Jesus Christ. God's grace in the form of spiritual gifts confirmed that the good news was received. They were enriched in every way, especially with the gifts of speaking and knowledge. Paul, speaking in general terms, thanked God for this grace to the congregation in Corinth in Christ Jesus. However, in highlighting these two gifts with thanksgiving, Apostle Paul proposed to dwell on the abuse of their speech and knowledge later in this letter, especially since the Corinthians prided themselves in their speech and knowledge. That'll be in chapter 1, verse 20, chapter 3, verse 18, chapter 4, verse 19, and chapter 13, verse 1, all the way through chapter 14, verse 40. Sorry. God confirms, or rather, gives effect to the gospel in his congregation by our accepting it and setting our seal of to the gospel's truth through the inward power of his Spirit and the outward gifts and miracles accompanying it. The gifts, however, can be abused. God's gift, given by the grace of God, that confirm the gospel of Christ when we believe, are many and great, far beyond the list the apostle gives in other letters. For example, knowledge stated here in verse 2 is not in any of those lists of the spiritual of the spirit list. Some have but one gift their entire earthly life. Others have more gifts and or the gifts they have change as they age. Whatever gift is given, whenever it is given, through the Holy Spirit, is to be used in humility and fear to edify the church and those who will someday believe. When pride sets in, all is lost, and much harm is done in the end, just as what happened to King Saul, who lost the crown and died in humiliating death, all because of his pride he would not obey God.
BDBD is sponsored by FreeBibleStudyHelp.com, home of Bible study, question sheets, commentaries, and information to help the individual and small group study the Bible.